Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to talk about the impact of growing up with narcissistic parents. Many of us don't even realize that we grew up with narcissistic parents. We actually had no idea. It wasn't like we had that idea when we were growing up. Nobody gave you the handbook when you were 5 or 6 years old and said, hey, here's the signs of a narcissistic parent. Is that one of your parents? Yep. I don't think I got the handbook. Did you get the handbook? I don't think any of us got the handbook. And it wasn't until you start getting older and wiser that you start realizing some stuff. And you start seeing things and you start understanding things. And then you say, wow, okay, hold on a second. And you start doing your due diligence and you study some and you read up on things and you realize, aha, there's a reason behind all this. There's a reason. I've been thinking that their attitudes and actions and everything else was just happenstance, but it's not true. There's a reason behind it. I find it interesting with some clients when you ask them questions about their parents. Some people, oh, my parents are perfect. Perfect parents, nothing wrong with them. Great people, salt of the earth. And for some people, maybe that is the case. But I don't think it's for everybody, for sure. I don't even think it's for half of the population, for sure. But I find that that's interesting, especially when people right off the top, no, great parents, always great parents, nothing to write home about, nothing to talk about. You know, or you'll ask them about their parents and, oh, everything's okay now. Everything's cool now. We're cool now. Okay, well, when you were a kid, you didn't know what was going on. The things that happened shaped your life forever. You might be cool now. Everything's cool now. But the impact that it had on you growing up doesn't change. You might understand why mom or dad's doing something now because you've read up on it, you've gone on YouTube, you've looked and read every psychological book possible, and you realize what's happening, but it doesn't change the fact of what was happening when you were growing up in a situation that you didn't understand. And so on today's show, I'm going to talk about that impact and talking about signs of a narcissistic parent. Some of you might not even realize it. Some of you may still be in denial. Some of you may know, but you don't really want to accept it. And others of you just need to have that light on and say, oh my gosh, that's what's been going on this whole time. That's what I've been dealing with. And my goodness, there's a name for it. And there's a reason why I feel and do certain things. There's a reason why certain things are happening in my life and certain relationships are coming in and out of my life. And I'm making some great choices over here, but seem to fail at other things in my life. And why is it? Why do I keep failing at that part of my life? And I don't think failure is a good word, because I think that anytime we try, we're not failing. It's only when we don't try when we're failing, because we're not doing anything. Because I think we can try something and maybe it doesn't work to what we think is the best, but does that mean failure? Or does it just mean, hey, let me try something different, or hey, let me try harder, or hey, let me go a different direction because this isn't necessarily working. But I think that when we go any direction and we try, that's not failure. That's actual action instead of talking about doing things. And so let's dive into the signs of a narcissistic parent. I know that some of you obviously are like, oh my gosh, Ashley, okay, you're preaching to the choir here. I'm dealing with it. I know what's going on. I'm full and well with my parents and their situation. Some of you might not know, and some of you may need confirmation. And all of these things are good to know, good to have, and a good position to be, because at least we're educating ourselves and understanding. And this is not about pointing blame and creating havoc and causing pain. I'm not trying to create anger, pain, hostility in your family. That's far from my reality. What I am trying to do, though, is to help with knowledge. And once we have some information in our life and we can use it appropriately and we know that this information is quality information, we can then realize why we do certain things and why we've done certain things. And it doesn't give us a hall pass. It doesn't make, oh, okay, I did that, but, you know, it doesn't make it all right, but at the same time, it gives us a reason for why we did it. And it also can take away from some of our self-blame, which I think that many of you are doing, is this self-blame. You know, many of you are blaming yourself for things that are not working in your life. You're blaming yourself because you just don't understand. Why? How did it get this way? How did that happen to me? Why did I do this? How could I be so this or that? How could I be so dense? Why can't I get out of the cycle pattern? But maybe you need to look at the reasons for it to be able to give yourself some compassion. And I think that compassion is key here when we're dealing with these types of situations and circumstances, so we better understand. So let's deep dive into the signs of a narcissistic parent at this point. You know, one of the things that I find interesting when it comes to narcissistic parents is they are competitive. A narcissistic parent is a very competitive parent. They're competitive with other parents. They compete. And that's interesting. They're very competitive in nature with anybody. They want to win. And in that process, if you are, let's say, bait, as far as like you are on the tennis team or on the football team or trying out for cheerleader or whatever else, you need to win. You need to make it because they don't have boundaries between you and them, meaning that if you don't make it, they didn't make it. And then they can't talk big about you in front of everybody. Because remember, it's about image. It's not necessarily about truth. It's about image. They also care a lot about how they appear to others, which is what I'm saying about image. They care a lot about how they appear to others, how others see them, how others envision their life. So how others see them, so how counterparts see them, friends and family see them, their friends, their coworkers, and that's important. And in that case, if you are the child of a codependent parent, even, you know, if you look back as an adult, you're an adult now, and you look back at your childhood, when it came to you doing something to make them look good, you better come through. If not, there's going to be a problem. There's going to be hell to pay. They might have some silent treatment for you. You might get the cold shoulder. Things might not work out as you want them to. And also remember, they need to have this information to share with friends and family at events. Oh, you heard what Ashley did, right? Ashley got, you know, National Honor Society. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, she's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. But the interesting part about that is when you hear that, you normally don't hear it, but if it does come out of one of your parents' mouth, it's in front of a lot of people, and you've never, ever once heard it. So you've never, ever once heard that they are really proud of you, unless, again, it was at some sort of event. But otherwise, you only hear this in front of other people. Very interesting. So I want you to think about that. You know, they'll give you kudos as long as it benefits them to some degree. And that leads me to the next concept, is that they're there for you when it benefits them. And I know that that's hard to hear, and I think anybody out there that has a narcissistic friend knows what I'm talking about, is they're in it to win it when it benefits them. If they don't benefit from it, if they're not going to benefit from it, you know, it's not going to work out. You know, maybe they're not there for you to take you somewhere or take you to an event or what have you, or you know, what have you. There's something that's going to weigh out as long as it benefits them. Now, some people have, obviously, there's various degrees of narcissism, right? So we're not saying that there's not various degrees. There's various degrees of narcissism, just like there's various degrees of everything. Some people can have more symptoms than others. Some people can be more narcissistic. Some people can be covert. So the other thing is the covert versus the overt. And that's interesting, too. We'll be talking about that a little bit later, too, because that might be something that needs to be discussed. Because sometimes that, the covert, can go under the radar. And that under the radar can be hard to see, especially when it's apparent. Another indication that you're dealing with a narcissistic parent is they put their needs and wants first. Whatever they need, whatever they want, comes first. And your needs and wants will come first as long as it's their needs and wants. If not, then their needs and wants will come first, and then yours will come next. It's just how it is. And that can be really challenging growing up because remember, and I want you to think about this, when you're a kid and you need something and they don't take care of you, it's neglect. If you need something and they don't take care of you and they put you on the back burner, that feels horrible. That feels like you are being rejected by your parent. It feels like rejection. Rejection is painful. When you're a child, what does rejection mean? Oh, this hurts really bad. Why would my mother or father reject me? AKA, they must not love me. I must be a bad child. I must have done something wrong, okay? And I want you to think about that. If they're not taking care of you and they're not there for you, I must have done something bad. Because obviously, If a parent's not taking care of their child, the child must have done something bad, because the parent can't just be not a good parent, because we're not taught that as children, remember? And so when people say, oh, well, I'm okay with mom now, I mean, you know, at the age of 35. Okay, but what about that child at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 that was being neglected when mom was going out to the bar or doing whatever? Were you able to tell your young self then, oh, mom has a drinking disorder and she's also narcissistic? So she doesn't really mean what she's doing. It's just her pathology. And so, you know, I think it's interesting when people say we're all good now, but yet, you know, the situation's already there. The impact has already showed up. I also find that narcissists always have to be right to some degree. They are right no matter what. They are right no matter what. And that's so painful. That's so painful. They have to be right no matter what. And that can be painful. Because when they have to be right, that means that there's no room for anybody else to be right, unless you agree with them. And if you want to be on the good side of a narcissist, you will agree with them and, oh yeah, you're right. Oh yes, that's so true. Oh yes, that's so right. You're right. Totally right. You know, that sort of thing. Very interesting. And that can be challenging. That can be really challenging. And, you know, the idea of being right also goes hand in hand with not apologizing. A lot of narcissists don't ever apologize, don't know how to apologize, which is very interesting in its own right. When somebody doesn't know how to, I think they know how, they just don't want to. And so why would they apologize if they're always right? Just doesn't happen. Also, it's interesting when you look at a narcissist, they lack empathy to some degree, and they don't seem to care about your feelings because they don't have any empathy for your feelings or your plight. Whatever your plight is, they don't have any empathy for it. It's okay. And so, unfortunately, you might have feelings about something, but it goes unrecognized because that's just not acceptable. And these are interesting points of view, you know, to think about. This is interesting comments and stuff, because once you start analyzing this situation, we can go a long way to understanding how we got there. We can go a long way to understanding why we're in the situation we're in, the relationships in, the choices we pick, the people we've chosen to be in relationships in, with the situations we find ourselves in, are all stemming from our childhood and what we were raised around. And in that process, how we were raised directly relates to what we're dealing with. And very important stuff to think about and to clarify. You know, they also make you feel bad about yourself. They can make you feel bad about yourself by putting you down, not having that empathy, not being there when you're needing somebody, not being there to hold your hand, be there for you. Because remember, again, it can make you feel bad because they can also point out things about you that maybe they don't personally like. And because they don't have empathy, they can be really jarring about it, rude about it, judgmental about it. And all of these types of things that can lead you to feeling bad about yourself. And it can also lead you to being apologetic about things that you don't need to apologize for. And I want you to kind of think about this, because we're about to go to break here. Whether you're, you know, if you're listening to the radio show live on the radio or you're listening to the podcast, you know, these are things that I want you to kind of take into and understand. And, you know, maybe if you haven't even thought about it before, recognizing some of these signs and symptoms and being able to kind of, you know, just connect the dots here. So stay tuned. More about narcissistic signs and symptoms of narcissistic parent, as well as discussing covert and overt and how this has impacted you growing up. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about the impact of growing up with narcissistic parents and how that can change our lives forever. Right before the break, I was talking about the signs of a narcissistic parent, and some of us don't even realize that we grew up with a narcissistic parent. You know, I find it interesting when I work with clients and the first thing, oh, we're good now, or we work through all this, which is good. I'm glad people work through things. But remember, as a child, you didn't have a name or an understanding or a definition for a narcissistic parent. You didn't understand why they were doing things that they did. I mean, it was just neglectful or mean. And the impact of that, as a child, you think, well, I must have done something horrible to deserve this. I must have created my own reality. I must be a bad child for my mom or dad to do X, Y, Z. And that's just not the case. However, because that was our, you know, interpretation so much, you know, we grew up and we ended up taking certain things into our adult life. And those are the things that I'll be talking about here later on. But I'm actually talking now about the signs and symptoms of narcissistic parents. And right before the break, we were talking about feeling bad about yourself. Narcissistic parents can make you feel bad about yourself because, you know, you start questioning your reality. You start questioning why somebody would do something. Why would they treat me like this? I must be a bad child. Why would somebody treat me like this? Because, you see what I'm saying? Like, we start thinking about those types of things. We start questioning our reality, and therefore we move forward with that. So that's something that I really want you to catch on to. You might be apologizing for things that you do that you shouldn't be apologizing for. And that's a big sign as well. Things to really think about. You know, one of the signs, too, that I find is that it, you know, they make you feel guilty for what you do or what they do for you. So, like, the concept of if they go out and do something for you, you know, they might bring it up multiple times. It might make you feel guilty about it. I did this stuff for you. Or, like, you know, they've made a promise to you, and then they decide they're going to renege on that promise, and then you bring it up, and then they make you feel bad for you bringing it up. They make you feel bad for bringing it up, like, oh, you shouldn't have brought that up. And then you feel bad about holding your parents, you know, to a standard. You know, the promises thing is a big thing as a child. You know, when a parent promises something, we've all had promises where the parent, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to go here tomorrow. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to do this. And you're like, oh, yes, it's going to be so much fun. And you build it up, 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 build it up. You know, and then the next day, it's like, you know, you come home from school as a kid, and you're like, yeah, we're going to go here. And they're like, no, we're not going. I don't have time to go. We'll have to figure that out another time. Hey, I'll talk to you later. I got to go take care of this. And I know that some of you are dealing with this right now in your current relationship. And you wonder where it's coming from. Or you're accepting that reality. You're not, you know, you're not fighting. And I understand that fighting sucks. We don't all want to fight. But sometimes you have to fight for what's right. Sometimes you have to step up and say, you promised this. You said it, so why aren't you doing it? And I think that many times, instead of seeing, like, hey, they're kind of a jerk for doing that, and that's really kind of a jerk move, and that's really not good, instead of that, you sit there and question, well, maybe I'm not good enough, and maybe if I would have been nicer, they would do it, or whatever it is that you fill in the blank to beat your own self down in the current situation you're in is directly related to being raised by a narcissistic parent or parents. Direct correlation. Now, we can't sit on our laurels and be like, well, it's all because of them and I'm not doing any work. No, it's not that. But yeah, we can find a reason. We can find a reason for things. You know, I also find projection is a big piece of the narcissistic parent. They accuse you of things that they are. As projection is very interesting. They accuse you of things that they are. You know, they can even make you doubt yourself and your experiences. And that's interesting, too. When you begin to doubt yourself and doubt your experiences, that's a big piece. That's something that we need to think about as well, because we can go into relationships like that questioning our reality, doubting ourself. So stay tuned. Lots more to come. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The governor of Ohio says people across the state came together in the aftermath of Friday's killer tornadoes. Republican Mike DeWine toured some of the damage on Friday in the north central part of the state. Three people died in one tornado.
Indian Lake community will come back. That's the message I got from everybody.
The suspect in last month's fatal beating of a Georgia nursing student is asking for a jury trial. 26-year-old Jose Ibarra is in custody for the death of 22-year-old Lakin Riley. Officials say Riley's body was found in a wooded area near the University of Georgia. A new study says more U.S. teens are experimenting with a psychoactive drug called Delta 8. At least one or two students in every average-size high school class had tried the drug last year. Delta 8 is a chemical compound found in cannabis and hemp plants. Dave Collins, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today's show, I'm talking about the signs of narcissistic parents and understanding the impact of growing up with those parents. And right before the break, I was talking about doubting yourself. You know, doubting yourself, doubting your experiences, doubting what you feel. That's a big sign of growing up with these people. And you can go into current relationships now where you're doubting yourself, finding yourself with someone that you find yourself doubting yourself, worried about what you're asking for. Am I asking too much? Am I asking for my needs to be met? Is this wrong? Did this happen this way? Is this the way it happened? I think it did, but, you know, it's not. Questioning one's reality. All of these things are very important. All of these things are very important. They can manipulate or take advantage of you for their own benefit. So if they need something, and sometimes this happens when you're growing up, sometimes this happens when you're older. And all these things can happen when you were growing up, and all these things can keep on happening. It's not like it ends when you hit a certain age and it's like, oh, no more manipulation and gaslighting by a narcissist. I mean, you can work on that to get it to stop, you know what I mean? But I'm saying, like, there's no, like, you know, golden age where it just ends, where the universe goes, okay, no more narcissistic around you. But, you know, seriously, like, think about it. If you're an adult now, raised by narcissistic parents, still impacted by these narcissistic parents, still trying to take care of them or help them, they can still be putting you down. They can still be manipulating, taking advantage of you. They can still make you doubt yourself. I mean, I'd like some of you to take a scientific experiment and think about it. You know, I know some of my clients where their spouse, you know, that we've talked about in sessions, you know, every time they go back to see mom or dad, it's a messed up situation. They come back as this frail child that can't get themselves out of the rain. That's like that's very meek and doesn't know what to say or do anymore. It's very interesting. And I find it interesting because they don't see it. That's the most amazing part about it, is the same people that are in the situation don't see it. They just don't see it. They don't see it going on. They don't see it happening. I don't understand that. I don't get that. And that's interesting to me. Like, they don't really see it. They don't see it happening. And I understand that you're so close to it, but, you know, as an adult going through life, you know, when you go and visit your mom for a few days, you come back, you know, basically as you were as a child. And it takes days upon weeks to get back to your normal self. And many of you might be dealing with this and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the aha moment. Oh my God. I went and saw my mom, spent a week with her, came back a basket case. Okay, and this is direct relation to what we're talking about here. Another thing, like I was talking about earlier, is they don't take responsibility and they don't apologize. So they're not taking responsibility for their actions. Anything they're doing, they're not taking responsibility for. And in that situation, they don't apologize either. So they might not, you know, they're not taking responsibility. They're not being responsible about something, and they're not apologizing. All a very interesting dynamic. And things to think about. You know, things to think about, things to understand, things to connect the dots with. And when they don't take responsibility, that's a big one. And many of you are in relationships with a spouse or significant other who doesn't take responsibility for their actions either. And you're constantly taking responsibility for them, doing things for them, holding their hand, coddling them. Many of you are in the codependent camp. I'm in recovery for my codependency. Hi, Ashley. Why are you here? I'm a recovering codependent. Yeah, many of you are in some form of recovery. Some of you are not in recovery because you don't realize that codependent tendency. We could talk about attachment styles all day long. But right now, I just brought up the word codependency. But, you know, it's something to think about. Another aspect of that narcissistic parent is that they control all aspects of your life. All aspects of your life growing up. You know, people call these people helicopter parents, too. That could also be a possible, you know, euphemism. It could be a possible name for narcissistic parents. I mean, I know that it's very controlling. But, there's something to be said about a lot of control. When somebody's trying to control everything about you, when somebody's not allowing you to live, not giving you your own space, that means that you have no boundaries with your parents, and that's not a good thing. That's not a healthy thing. That's a really, really, really unhealthy, toxic-type situation. And that's something that needs to be acknowledged and seen. And, you know, there's also other signs. They demand obedience from you. They have unreasonable expectations for you. They assume that you're going to do this, do that all the time. And that's something that is very important to understand. That's something. that we have to understand is that obedience and unreasonable expectations, because many people have unreasonable expectations. You may be in a relationship right now. You may have friends that, have unreasonable expectations. Your parent dynamic, unreasonable expectations. All these things need to be looked at and understood. And I think that, as you begin to look back at those unreasonable expectations in the past, you realize that you could never jump through enough hoops or do enough things to make them happy. They're constantly violating your boundaries. Constant violation of boundaries, because there are no boundaries with a narcissistic parent. Why? Because they have no boundaries. Why? Because you are a piece of them. You are a piece of them. As long as you're doing great, you're a piece of them. If you're not, you're dead to me. But as long as you're doing well, yes, you're a piece of them. And they can control you just the same, because you are a part of them. They don't see you as an autonomous individual. They just don't. You are a part of them. And so therefore, you should be obedient. And you should have these expectations. And you need to jump through these hoops. And there is no boundaries. What's a boundary? What's a boundary with a narcissist? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There is. What does it mean? What is boundary? Is that even a word? I don't think that's a word. I think that's made up. Since they're constantly violating your boundaries, because there are no boundaries, and because you are like an attachment to them, you don't really have any autonomy. You can't think for yourself, and if you think differently than them, they're going to be a problem. There's going to be an issue. One of the things that I've done a lot of videos on is the black sheep in the family, or the chosen one, and I have video content on that in YouTube. Go to YouTube and just go to Ashley Burgess or Life Coach Ashley Burgess and find my channel. It's Ashley Burgess. You'll find it, B-E-R-G-E-S. Now I do some stuff on the black sheep, do stuff on the chosen child. And narcissists have chosen children. They choose their favorite. And usually they make it quite obvious. Or they choose the one that they do not like, and they make that very obvious. And sometimes they can pit the children against each other, and they're competing because of the situation. And so there's this competitive nature against sisters and brothers and all this nasty, yucky dynamic. And many people that I work with, it's interesting, because once I realize that a parent is like that, my next question is asking about the connection between the sister and brother, which is usually not there or lackluster at best. So therefore, it's something to think about. They'll set you up sometimes for failure because they're not giving you the tools you need. They're not giving you support. They're not giving you support. You need support. We all need support. And so you're setting someone up for failure if you're not giving them support. You're setting them up for failure if you're like pulling them off. You're setting them up for failure if you're not giving them the love and support that they need. As a child, these are your parents. It's not like you're like, oh, these are your parents, and that's kind of the job they're supposed to serve, right? But they are kind of setting you up for failure to some degree, where you're going into these toxic situations because you already come out of the situation, and now you go into other situations that seem normal, which is just the normal is the unhealthy. Another indication of a narcissistic parent is giving you their responsibilities. So, if you were around narcissistic parents, they would have given you things to do, maybe raising another child, doing stuff for them, having you do other things that you don't need to be doing as a child. We're all supposed to have chores and do work, but overwork, that sort of thing as well. And they also can intimidate or punish you if you don't obey them as well. So those are other things too. And you might find yourself in a relationship currently where you're finding the same thing, where somebody, there's also passive aggressive behavior is a big one. Passive aggressive behavior, big one. And that's an interesting dynamic, right? The passive aggressive behavior. And, it's interesting because, knowing the difference. So when we look at the covert narcissist, which I think the covert narcissist is an interesting person, and the fact that the covert kind of goes what I consider under the radar. And it goes under the radar because it's the opposite of the overt, the very strong, seemingly strong, self-centered, very loud, center of attention, overt narcissist. And the covert has that outward sign, a sense of inferiority. So outwardly, you know, they have like this kind of like victim inferiority type thing. They can be hypersensitive and emotionally fragile around criticism and compliments. They allow these criticisms and compliments to really upset them or change them or, you know, blow up their ego. They can have high stress and anger when being observed and criticized. They can be aimless and misguided. They can be completely self-absorbed. They can have secret grandiosity. They could even be suicidal. But that frequent grandiosity they have, for sure. They play that victim. They want the sympathy. They can show smugness or superiority as well. They can exaggerate their own importance and be self-absorbed. They can be extremely selfish, taking advantage of others to reach their goals. They're constantly craving that acknowledgement that they want. They use passive-aggressive behavior to make themselves look superior. They become judgmental and critical, and they can be very judgmental and critical and really focusing on their own views. They can have extreme lack of empathy, extreme sensitivity to criticism. They have a tendency of not being able to form intimate relationships. They get very bored easily. They can show withdrawn behavior rather than listening intently to others. And that is very interesting because, you know, the overt narcissist, you know, which has some of the same signs to some degree, but not necessarily, is always interesting because with the overt, they have in that sense of self-importance. You know, with the overt, they're exaggerating their abilities, talents, and accomplishments when the covert is really blaming and shaming other people. You know, the overt is craving that admiration while the covert is creating the confusion and manipulation. You know, like the overt is having that self-importance, that sense of self-importance, while the covert is having that passive-aggressive self-importance. You know, the overt thinks that they're entitled. They believe that the world owes them something, you know, while the covert is in procrastination and disregard. I find also that the covert is exploiting others to get what they want, much like the covert does. And they can do it emotionally as well. And that's a very interesting dynamic. And so when you're looking at both sides of the coin, when it comes to this, you know, the covert really goes under the radar because of that victim reality. You feel like they can't be a narcissist because of that victim reality. A narcissist doesn't come from that inferiority complex, but that's just not true. So these are things to really look at and understand, because think about it. This impacts you directly. This impacts you directly. I mean, like these types of things, the impact of the narcissistic parent is critical to understand, because the impact is so important to understand. The impact is so great as far as it really does impact you. I mean, it really does. You know, it can lead to, you know, choosing of the wrong partners, choosing of the wrong choosing of the wrong friends, you know, choosing unhealthy relationships in one's life, because it's normal, because it feels normal. And I want to discuss some of the effects of a narcissistic parent being raised by a narcissistic parent. And we'll talk about this a little bit now, and we'll go into it in our last segment here, whether you're listening to the radio show live or you're listening to the podcast. One of the biggest effects of a narcissistic parent is over-apologizing for everything. It seems like you're the only one apologizing, even apologizing for things that aren't yours to apologize for. And that's a big aspect of it that I want to bring up. We'll talk more about these effects of being around a narcissistic parent, being growing up with a narcissistic parent when I return. And if you're dealing with this and you realize it, I mean, it's an aha moment. If you've known this for a while, well, this might be even more, you know, to push you in the direction of really seeing this and really working on some of the effects it's had, doing some of that personal work, as well as maybe, you know, if you do have a relationship with them, making sure that that relationship is becoming healthy or having a little bit of distance. I'll be talking more about the effects of narcissistic parenting here when I return, and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in two shapes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about narcissistic parenting. How to know if you were raised by a narcissistic parent. We deep dived into the covert versus the overt narcissist. And now I'll continue talking about the effects of a narcissistic parent. Over-apologizing, I brought up earlier. Big one. Over-apologizing for things that you didn't even do wrong because no one else is apologizing, right? A narcissistic parent doesn't ever apologize. So you might find yourself in a marriage right now where you're constantly apologizing and you're not doing anything wrong, or you are, but the other person's never apologized in 12 years. A low self-esteem, big one. You have a low self-esteem about yourself, low self-love, not feeling the love for yourself because you're finding all the fault in yourself because it has been brought to your attention for years and years upon years. And then you may have found another person in your life to bring it into your attention again. We lack self-love because of that effect of the narcissistic parent. You know, the lacking of self-love, because how can you have self-love if somebody's constantly telling you that you're doing something wrong? How can you have self-love if somebody's constantly showing that you can do no right? All these are very important aspects to think about, and all these things go under the radar a lot of times because many of us say, well, I'm fine now. You know, mom and I talk, you know, once a week, or dad and I talk twice a week, or whatever, and we're okay now. Okay, but have you gotten right with the impact that it had on you? Have you also gotten right with really the direction they were in? Have you also gotten right with what they were really doing? We can be extremely self-critical. We can have extreme self-doubt. Are you self-critical? That's a big question. Are you self-critical? Do you have self-doubt? All big questions. Because when we have self-doubt, it's because we've been taught to doubt ourselves. We've been taught to doubt ourselves in multiple ways. You know, we lack boundaries, the effects of a narcissistic parent. Because remember, as a child of a narcissistic parent, there were no boundaries. Why were there no boundaries? Because you are an appendage of your parent. That's why. And, you know, if you were doing good, you were the most amazing kid on the planet, because they'll tell everybody. If you're not, you're not. You probably have some shame, some guilt. You probably find yourself as a people pleaser. You might be worried about others' problems at your own expense. Worried about others' problems at your own expense. Trying to rescue others. Trying to rescue others. That happens a lot. You know, looking for the cases to rescue, having to rescue people. You might be trying to rescue somebody right now. They probably don't need rescuing. And if you do rescue them, they're probably going to have a lot of resentment and anger towards you on the back end, which you would never expect, because if you're actually doing something for somebody, why would they ever feel that way about you? You probably take rejection personally. You know, the other thing, too, is that healthy people might not feel familiar. There's a tendency of putting others ahead of your own needs. I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, going through a childhood like that, it's painful. Going through a childhood like that, it's hard to live a childhood. It's just, it's hard because you're constantly trying to figure out what's going on all the time and not really understanding. Like I said in the very beginning, nobody gives you a handbook and says this is what you're dealing with. You just got to deal with it, but you don't even know what it is. You don't even know what it is, which is so hard. And because we don't know what it is, it makes it even harder because we don't understand what we're dealing with. And so I hope this show has helped you, and share with any family, friends, coworkers that might need to hear this message. If you can, share it on your social media. Even if you don't have narcissistic parents, there's a lot of people that do and need to hear this, because you could be giving them the knowledge that they need to really truly find themselves. If you haven't already, go to the YouTube channel. Check out YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Just search Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. Go to the channel, search it up, and if you can, follow. Subscribe. Be a part of the community. Also, you can check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, for information on coaching sessions and our mission statement. And in the meantime, just realize there's a reason for everything. And once we acknowledge it and have that knowledge from a credible source, we have power to change our life. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.